plague, there's many repeaters. Morning, WRNW 329, we're monitoring.
Yeah, good morning out there. I think it's Tim from WRWB
489. WSBU 202, good morning to all.
WSHF 567, you got it on. This is WRWB 49. You know, negative copy on Sam. A bunch of Charlie, you out there, Charlie? WRWB 49. You know, negative copy. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
WFB 489. Let's see, Jim 738.
What's going on, man? WRWB
49. Ah, just another beautiful day.
Yeah, copy that. Any rain out there? Thought I heard it raining.
Yeah, kind of sprinkling, rain, sprinkle. I mean, it's not really a rain, you know, just sprinkling right now, and the roads are wet, but that's about it.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I tried calling for Charlie Aldo this morning, but evidently he's not there, so.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, he is. good morning. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Paul. WSBT 754.
Yeah, morning time. Well, I bugged about maybe 15 minutes ago, and I got no response.
Yeah, I leave the house right about 5-ish. No later than 5 after, I guess, so it takes a little bit to get in decent range. I don't like to barely make the machine, you know. Yeah, I mean, if it was an emergency, I get it, you know, and all the noise just ain't worth it. You know the range typically, right? So, he's being a courteous GMRSer. Wait until his signal is full quieting. Virtually.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you got a lot of bacon frying going on and taking out your audio, there is no point.
Yeah, I don't like making people struggle to hear me when I'm just talking nonsense anyway. Yeah, if you work a noisy signal long enough, it becomes fatiguing. Yeah, I was listening to one of them ham 440 machines the other day, and they were talking, somebody was crossbanding the ham repeater over to GMRS the other night, Thursday night, Wednesday night, last week. I just shook my head. Yeah, the wrong radio's in the wrong hands, you know. That's basically the math of it. It's a double there. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I said, I wonder who was doing that.
Right? Any chance was it around midnight? I didn't get what time they said. Yeah, I was just listening to it in passing, and it piqued my ear when they said it. And I don't believe he ever said what time it was. Oh, okay, so you didn't actually hear it. You heard somebody talking about it. Yeah, I have a buddy that goes to work sometimes late, usually on the weekends, early, late, whatever, you know, midnight shift, split shift kind of thing, not like day afternoon, it's usually later, right? So I think he had some trouble with a couple of guys on a repeater somewhere, and it was something to do with some GMRS trouble too, so it's terrible, man. Just terrible. Well, I didn't think you could use a radio capable of crossbanding to go between two repeaters. A fellow out there in Port Huron had a glitch in his radio, and he was crossbanding between two repeaters, and it ended up in an infinite loop. Yeah, most radios won't do UHF, UHF, right? You know, crossband there again, being from one band to the other, vice versa, but, yeah, I mean, they could have been doing it several ways, but anyways, nevertheless, ruining it, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I just don't key up when it's going on. Distance myself as far away as I can.
But it's kind of a shame. You want to use your radio for what it was intended for, then you got these guys screwing around that chase everybody away. And, you know, I'm trying to think of the engineering of it. I'm about to get in my weak spot here, but it's like, all right, they want to do that. So let's say they run everybody off. Then who are they going to do it to? Themselves? I need a couple minutes to work in my weak spot here. Mike?
Yeah, it's insane. It's been happening a lot, you know, in the morning and late at night. Just stupid.
Well, maybe get them all to come up here and then CB will be great again.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter where they go. I mean, you're always going to find a QRM or somewhere.
Okay, I should be back in. Better?
Go ahead.
Well, anyways, enough of all that.
Yep, even just talking about him. is enough. That gives them the attention they're looking for. They know they're getting the job done. WSBT 754.
And WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. Yeah, anyway.
Good to see the rain. I need a little. It's been pretty dry, and I know they set on and off all week, and it's kind of been happening for the most part. I'm not sure that anything happened yesterday, but whatever. A little bit of rain is welcome. And I see neighbors in the neighborhood getting their sprinkler system blown out, so it is that time of year.
Yeah, my front yard's looking a bit yellow. I haven't bothered watering it, so yeah, we could use a little bit of rain. I never get it though. My front yard will dry right up, turn yellow. My backyard will stay green no matter what. Makes no sense.
You must have an aquifer underneath. Mike?
My lawn, it doesn't look too bad. I was kind of wondering about, you know, am I going to get more skunks this year? Because I have grubs in the back. But, looks like no grubs this year, so no skunks.
Well, that's a bonus.
You'll get a chuck out of this, Charlie. We don't need to elaborate on it, but I was going through a few recordings last night, and all of a sudden I hear, "You don't know who you're messing with," a couple of times. I always like that line. I just chuckle, man, when people use that. You don't know who you're messing with. Like, oh, it's you. God, what the hell was I thinking, you know? Oh, my God. I heard it, and I got a chuckle out of it. I said, hey, look who made it on. Like they're the baddest man on the planet. I got a kick out of it. Mike?
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I worked till about maybe 6 o'clock today. It's going to be a long day for me.
Very nice. Yeah, I had to mobile out for a couple of days, reorganizing stuff, and so I figured I'd throw it in this morning. Anyways, it's kind of nice having it for the drive to work. It's about all it's worth at that point.
All right, fellas, in my parking spot, gotta make the coffee. We will try and catch you in the morning. Been hollering at you out there the last few days, Mike, in the afternoon. Don't hear you, so your schedule must be a little goofy. Catch you guys next time. WSBT 754.
That's been a little bit different. That's why you haven't heard me. And by the time I get out, you're already past Baltimore, so you're really going to make it in.
You don't know what parking is. All right, see you. Good morning.
You had somebody else on the tail end there try to take you out, but you won the argument.
Oh, wow. Good luck to him. Well, I can tell him. I mean, I'm only running one lot.
That's funny. Yeah. I like some of these people out here. They say, let me get on my big radio. what's that going to do?
Yeah, and shame on me. I should really get more of a precise antenna for the band, you know. That's what I should do. Would fill in a lot of voids. Anyways, don't want to tip my hand too much and give out helpful tips that maybe some wouldn't even understand anyways. How about optimizing, Mike? Optimizing. Maximum efficiency.
Excessive amounts of QRM.
Overdrive.
Doing nothing but creating background noise. That's it. You're still walking all over the top of them. And I'm sure I am too, because I'm closer to the repeater. I mean, it's... Anyway, whatever.
All they're doing with me is they're coming in through Mount Clemens, because that's where they're close to, and they're just mixing audio, and I'm sure my audio is winning that match. And mano a mano on the Mount Clemens, you're king. You're right there. So, yeah. But you're never going to really get them to understand that and how it works. They just don't know.
Somebody with a 2-watt HT or 5-watt HT that's parked underneath the repeater is going to win, with, you know, against somebody versus, what, a 20-watt radio that's maybe 15, 20 miles away? I mean...
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, so, but, again, Mike... you know, they're never going to understand. It isn't going to happen for the most part. They're trying to key on you on the Mount Clemens, and you could barely hear their signal trying to mix with yours way underneath. They're just not strong enough.
Yeah, I figured that. You know, I've said that before, you know, it's all about location. I mean they could try, you know, but just not going to work. Anyway, besides all that, yeah, I'm going to be working a long day today.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. We've all had long days at some point in our lives, so there you go.
Yep, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so look what time it is, 5:50. Now you got somebody crunching you on a Mount Clemens, inevitably on mobile.
Oh, well. I don't care.
Yeah, well. Shameful. Unhappy and discontented.
There was one of them out here earlier who was, you know, I mean, he wasn't causing trouble, but, you know, he usually does.
Yeah, well. You keep handing these $25 Bofangs out, increasing the quantity of their harem.
Yeah, it's kind of like when they drop through. You know, I guess you could say people come from other bands and grab with them.
Well, you know what? It's going to stop pretty soon, I can tell you that. We're not far away from D-Day. Alright, well, I'm getting close, Mike. We're going to let the clowns have it because they're bored and look at the ceiling and do nothing for the rest of the morning. We'll see you later. WRWS from WSHM 738. I'm destinated.
Alrighty, we'll catch you later.
All right, we'll see you, Mike. Good morning. SHM 738 to make it legal.
WRWT 208. How's everybody doing this morning?
We're going. I mean, we're doing. I mean, even though there's a
on my end, but that was a lot of interference. Almost sounded like someone trying to get on the repeater without the ETCSS or the code.
Just some unwanted QRL. First personal here is Mike India Kilo Echo. Mike, I didn't catch yours.
Mine is Romeo Oscar Bravo Echo Romeo Tango Robert.
Copy on the Robert.
I just figured I would hop on and see what everybody was doing on my hour drive over to Plymouth from Anchor Bay for work in this beautiful rainy weather we have.
Yeah, that's where I got to go today, up that way, Anchor Bay. That's where I work. 26 and County Line.
Do you work at PQM?
No, I work all over that area. I'm a in-home health aid, well, in-home healthcare worker. Been doing that for about 20 years. Work in the area.
Too bad you didn't do mental health. You'd stay in business just on this radio alone. The SHM 738. Sorry, I couldn't resist throwing that in.
Yeah, that's all right.
Brian, where do you work in Plymouth? Over.
Just started up a new service center for Class 6, Class 8 trucks, Battle Motors. We do a, believe it or not, there are electric garbage trucks and semis on the road.
Wow, they must have a 150-kilowatt battery.
I believe the weight of the battery alone is close to 2,000 pounds, 1,500 pounds.
Yeah, but the power rating, I'm getting at the power rating. Must have a lot of power, like a couple hundred kilowatts to power that vehicle. All right, it's a big vehicle. To get any longevity out of it during the course of a charge, must be a couple hundred kilowatt battery.
So the one battery that I've only worked on so far for them on a truck is a local, like it had a 50 kilowatt battery.
Kilowatts doesn't nearly seem like enough.
No, that is local delivery. I think that's going about 200 mile range. The garbage trucks, I think, are 150 to 200 kilowatts. It's a couple packs kind of stacked together.
Now that makes sense because, you know, they're carrying a lot of weight. The vehicle itself is a lot of weight. They're picking up garbage, adding weight. You don't want to take it out for 5 minutes, right? So it's going to require a lot of power, and that makes sense. All right, well, anyways, Robert, nice hearing you. I'm Paul. Anyways, I'm just about where I'm supposed to be. So, Mike, have a good morning. Robert, have a good morning. We'll see you later. WSHM 738. Thanks for the chat.
UFHS 567. Morning, Paul. Have a good day.
Good morning, Sam. We got two, maybe three QRMers in there this morning. You know, overtures from the other band. All right, see you. Good morning, Sam. WSHM 738.
We'll catch you later. Yeah, morning, Sam. I was hearing a thing about electric buses, that they've been having trouble, keeping them from catching fire. Morning time out there, Sam. You still in there?
WRWG208. Yep, sorry, I'm back. I forgot my auto-off function on my radio here in my truck. It's only set to like 10 or 15 minutes.
I was wondering what happened. Yeah, so you work on batteries for buses, for commercial vehicles, eh?
Yes, the manufacturer that I work for, which is Battle Motors, they do a BEV semi-truck, but we're also a service center, so diesel trucks, CNG trucks, pretty much six to eight, which is your box truck to your semi.
Yeah, I copy. Yep. Yeah, I just work in that whole area there. Sometimes they'll have you working outside that area, but for the most part, that's where I normally work, is in that area over by Anchor Bay.
Yeah, I like it out there. It's quiet. I'm not a fan of city nonsense and traffic.
I don't blame you, man. I can't stand it myself. You know, I'm down here. My QTH is Quentin Township. I like it up there. I mean, there's nothing. No traffic. No nothing.
Yeah, having to switch, drive all the way from Anchor Bay to Plymouth, which is where we're at, is 96 and 275, right off of Hagerty. Yeah, I fight traffic pretty much every morning, and it's worse in the afternoon.
I know what you mean. For a while there, my boss had me working out over by the old Tel 12 Mall. We had a client out there, and I finally told him, when they said, look, man, you're going to have to find someone that's closer because I can't stand the drive. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, you know, handling the traffic myself. It's all the people that want to stare at their phones and try and merge on traffic or don't understand traffic on the highway already has the right of way and they constantly want to cut you off when they're trying to get on.
I know. That's like, or you get these people that are, they're merging on. It's like they don't want to speed up. It's like, come on, go, go, go. And then you got to slow down a little bit to let them in. You know, whatever. Oh, yeah. Or you get those ones that just like to weave in and out of traffic and cut people off. And
the only time it seems right now that people are driving normal is because it's raining.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've witnessed, you know, incidences where I was up over there by, where was I at? By New Haven Road in 94, and you get those people up there that sometimes they don't know how to drive either.
Yeah, you get some of them up there by Anchor Bay and stuff that, like, they think they own the road. Like, I do whatever I want kind of deal.
Yeah, that happens a lot, too. Right now, it's kind of congested because they got, you know, Green Street kind of tore up, so I try to avoid that, you know, at all costs.
Yeah, usually when I'm going home and I get off at 26 Mile, I end up taking that first street on your right there, that's a dirt road. You can take that all the way till it ends and make a left and take that right to county line.
Borden? I think that's how it's pronounced. Burdone or Borden? Yeah, I know where that's at, but that'll take you right down there. It takes you right there, right by the golf course there, and then you can make a left or a right, make a slight right, and make another left, and there's, what is that? Oh, I forget the name of that street. Goes right to Washington.
Yeah, I forget the name of that street too. But yeah, you're correct. Yeah, I usually hop that and get past all the traffic there. Now all of they get the road commission because remember how to grade a road where I'm not sitting at a 2 to 3 degree angle to the right because you decided to put too heavy of a pitch on the dirt road, I'd be all right.
Yeah, that's why I ride in the middle. I know what you mean. I take those roads all the time back there to get to that mire and stuff because it's a lot quicker.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot quicker. And it's almost like people are afraid to drive them because they're dirt roads. And I don't know how I'm sounding, but I am on the Detroit repeater. I'm on 96 now. Just east of Telegraph-ish.
So you're coming in, like, almost full quieting. you know, we'll get like the occasional QRM in the background, but it's just background noise. You're coming through it. I'm sure I am too, Roger.
Yes, sir. All 5-9, it's not better. I'm full quieting. Yeah, just a little bit of background noise, not a whole lot.
Well, I live so close to the repeater. I mean, even with the, like I was telling Paul out there, you know, with the 5-watt HT or 2-watt HT, it's, you know, it's going to be hard for someone to interject and get through and in between. Good luck, but whatever, you know, they don't understand how this works.
No, and a lot of them don't, and all it would take is maybe one or two YouTube videos to figure it out.
Who knows, anyway. Anyway, WRWB 49. But, for some reason, yeah, the county has an issue with keeping that road level. Well, I know for a while there, though, they were having some trouble with runoff and drainage. Maybe that's why they have it pitched, because it does flood there, you know, in that area.
Yeah, it very much so does. And I'm kind of impressed because what my radio that is. Because I have the Anytone 778, and I'm surprised it's reaching as far as it is. Because it doesn't give me an actual power wattage or output power. And if I remember right, I think it's like 20 watts.
Yeah, there's usually like between like, what, 20, 25 watts on these mobiles. Well, depending on which one you buy. The one I have is it's a 20-watt mobile. I got that Radio Oddity QB25. It's a quad bander.
How do you like the quad band one? I've always found it interesting looking at the antennas and like, how does that work?
I like it. I mean, I don't use it for anything else but GMRS. So, but I just bought it just to have it, you know. I do listen on the other ones. And it does all of UHF and VHF analog. And it seems to work good. It's got a built-in fan off the back of the heat sink. It's thermal controlled. So when you get long-winded, the fan will speed up and really go a million miles a minute. And then as soon as you unkey, it starts to wind down.
You mentioned fan and cooling fan, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this one doesn't have one. Let me feel the back of this thing and see how hot she's getting. Yeah, she's a little warm.
Get people out here that buy those radios that don't have a fan built in, and they're complaining why it's malfunctioning. Well, yeah, because A, you're talking long wind, and B, it's, you know, a cheap radio with cheap parts.
Yeah, I usually do more listening than talking, because I got it for when I was driving a lot around the state servicing trucks.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think the next upgrade for myself here in the truck is probably one of the Yaesu's ones that has like cross-band repeat. I have a feeling that might be helpful out on the road.
Yeah. Okay. Which radio are you using right now?
So the radio I have right now is AnyTone 778. I believe it's just VHF, UHF.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. The one I'm on currently right now is a Bofang HT. It's the UV21R. And this one's a tri-bander.
I know, I will admit it, the UV5R was one I started with. But the difference is I was actually interested in the hobby, so I eventually plenty of videos to get information before I start messing around with it.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I had a UV5R. One of the very, actually, yeah, the very first UV5R that came out, I bought that. And I had it for a very long time and then decided to upgrade.
Yeah, that's why I wanted the mobile rig in my truck. Like, I probably won't get rid of this. This will probably be moved into the house or something. But after digging into the UV5R, I got interested in the VR. Now I have
catch any of that. You're like on the edge of the repeater now. You're just barely making it in. There's more bacon frying than anything. Yeah, I caught 96 and that was it. And then it just, that was it. Caught that, 96 and Inkster. Okay.
I wonder if it's because of the high walls that's out here on 96.
It could be, I don't know.
Okay, so I'm responding as the road goes up and the walls fall away.
Yeah, you're starting to come back again, so that could have been it. Just a little weak spot there, but you're starting to come back.
Yeah, I think this is about the range that I can get. So that's quite a ways from the repeater out here in the Livonia area.
Yeah, copy. Yep. I don't know. When I was working over there by the old American Motors World Headquarters there in Southfield, over by there, you know, I was on an HT and I was getting into the Detroit.
Well then. I might have to look at my antenna. I've had it for like 4 or 5 years on the truck. Maybe there's some corrosion or something underneath. Because it's a NMO mounted antenna.
Right there, you're getting in pretty good. It's just you're moving, you know, and you've got weak spots, and that it happens.
I'm up on the service drive now.
You sound better there. So it's just all about location, that's all.
Well, I'm just about at the work, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off. It's WRWP 208. You guys have a good morning, and also give this radio a little bit of time to cool down and get warm.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
WSFP 902, you up, you around, or are you gone? WSFP 793.
Morning, Dave, how you doing?
Yeah. Second cup, still working. Good morning, right back to you, my friend. What's that?
Oh, just road tripping today and taking in a little dog and pony show out in Lansing. So, not a bad day, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess it beats sitting home watching cat videos, but dog and pony show, what's that all about?
Oh, I think it's just a colloquialism about somebody putting on a little show. One of my partners out there is celebrating 35 years, so they got a little extravaganza this afternoon with refreshments and speakers, you know, et cetera. So just go shake hands, kiss babies, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds pretty cool, actually. That sounds pretty cool in a way. I don't know the way I'm picturing it, okay?
No, it should be fine. I've been working with them since their inception and, you know, directly as a significant partner since 2005. And, one of their largest partners. So, and I currently have some involvement with their organization on a regular basis. So, yeah, it'll be fine. You know, like I said, it's dog and pony show. They're going to have pictures and videos and speakers and stuff like that, and just, you know, hoorah, you know. The future looks bright, kind of a thing, which, you know, hey, it's all good.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, I hear you, man, it does, it sounds pretty good. Yeah, future's bright and everything, yeah, you know how all that goes, it gives some people some hope there. But, yeah, cool, what, you on your way there now?
Yeah, I got to stop up in the Pontiac Waterford area first, visit with somebody, pick somebody up at the carpooling with me, and then head out there. The thing starts at 1, so probably have to be rolling for Lansing at 11-ish, so I got a couple hours here to make my other stop. That's just a visit, haven't seen somebody in a very, very long time. So they way. So I was going to stop in and say hi and catch up for a little bit before I headed out. So it's all a good day.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's really good. Sounds like you're going to have a good day. Good to know. It's in Lansing, you say?
That's correct. Man, I'll tell you what, the visibility here on the highway is pretty low. I'm up here at 14 Mile Road, 1 mile. The sign's only about, well, I can see it now, but the sign's up ahead of me about a quarter mile. I can't read them.
Yeah, right. As I look out my window, I don't see no fog. I see rain, or the ground's all wet and everything, but don't see much in the way of fog there. Everybody else comes in and says it's foggy. You can barely see anything, and they're around me somewhere. And I look out the window. I don't know why I'm not getting it. Probably the same reason why when the storm's rolling, everybody around me is getting lightning, cloud the ground, and bang, bang, boom, boom, and I don't get nothing there, Roger.
Yeah, there you go. It didn't look like raining from my house when I left, but boy, out here on the freeway, it's mostly water kicking up from the road. I don't know. That'll make it a little less than perfect for running out. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. All right, Dave, I'm going to jump out of here. Pay attention to the traffic. I'm going to be pulling away from the range of this repeater pretty quickly, so I think I'll get to it here and pay attention. And I gotta announce I'm on the road over somewhere else so that I can, somebody else can know I'm on the way. We'll catch you later. Stay dry with the RUU 850.
All right, Sean. Appreciate you acknowledging me in there and letting me make sure this thing's still working. Sounding good through the repeater though still, but you have yourself a good day, my friend. We'll talk at you later. WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSZU 202, good morning to you all.
Morning, right back to you.
Let's hope you don't get no more of that boom bang, eh?
Now, the weird thing is I like it when it happens. I just don't like it if lightning hits something and takes out the power or, you know, splits the tree in half in front of the house or something. But I like hearing the boom bangs. I ain't heard them in a long time. The other day I heard some boom bangs and I keyed up the radio and I said, oh, wow, there's something I ain't heard in a long time. It hasn't. When, like I told Sean and other people out here, it seems like when the cities around me and stuff, the areas around me are getting all hell's breaking loose, man. Nothing happens here. Barely a piece of thunder even. Where else all around me, man, everybody's getting heavy lightning and thunder and lightning strikes and stuff. Nothing happens here.
Well, I see them.
Well, sometimes it makes me wonder if I'm cursed or if I'm the keeper of the storm at the way person here. Who the hell knows? All right, man, let me get out with my coffee here and get my head together. We'll talk to you in a bit, man. Sound good through the repeater and everything. Good morning, time. WSFZ 793, listening.
Morning, 793, WSHF 567.
I was here this morning, so I'll be out of here for most of the day. Dave, take care of yourself.
There he is. What's happening, Sammy? Good morning, time to you. Appreciate the key down. Yeah, I just turned it on. And, see what's happening out here, and while I'm still
attempting to, clear the cobwebs out of my head. Roger.
Copied all that. I did. My juice came in yesterday. I got a came down system going into a valve.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because I figured they had to be there by now because they were already in the state there last time I talked to you, or in Indiana or whatever, but yeah. You said you keyed it down?
It does 1,000 watts easy.
Alright, excellent. Good deal, man. Good deal. You got it all straightened out then. Got yourself a bad boy hooked up there, man. Now you just gotta let it be known out there, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's known, and according to a few people, I'm more than handling my business, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a good deal, man. So, you made the right move then. You made a wise move there. Especially for, I remember what you told me, what you bought the amp and what you paid for the tubes. You couldn't beat that. You couldn't beat that. Hell, you could triple your money on that if you tried to sell it, but. Alright, Sam, if you're going to be out here for a bit, man, I'll get back to you. Just let me get sorted out over here. Roger that, 567, WSFZ 793, listening, halfway.
Well, I wanted to tell you, I'm really surprised some tubes came from a war-torn country, and they made it in one piece, not broken. That was a shocker.
Yeah, and they were brand new, right?
They look new. They came from Ukraine, where they're having war right now. I'm surprised they even made it.
Yeah, well, real quick, any tube you order, excuse me, especially from a non-manufacturer like somebody who just happens to have four of them in their stash and things like that. Packing is important, things like that, and how you pack them and everything. So yeah, anytime you order tubes, like I said, especially from just some individual, you got to worry, you got to wonder, some of these people don't know how to pack for crap. And, like I said, there was a time when I had my Kenwood 820, and I ordered a set of 6146s from some guy on eBay, and when they came, one of them was broken. And he packed them. He did a really crappy job of packing them. And I messaged him back. He told me to go pound sand. So I gave him a negative review because I was angry about that. He didn't want to work with me or nothing. So, you take your chances when you... If you buy them from a factory, from a manufacturer, if you're able to do that, well, yeah, they know how to pack them. And, but even packed that good, anything can happen there, okay?
Yeah, 10-4. I think I got extremely lucky this time. They weren't broken, and they all work, so. Hey, it's putting out 1,000 watts, so I can't complain.
Yeah, Roger, you're on the top end now, man. You're running. You're moving up. All right, Sammy, let me get back to you, man. I'm going to listen in and get my head together.
0793, you have a good morning. Have a good day. WSHF 567, we're listening.
WICS 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, copy. Station 544, WIUG 48, copy.
you're trying out a new antenna.
WICX 218, WIUG 28, copy.
WRUZ935 mobile. WSIC, Monitoring.
WCTR, 566 on the air, monitoring.
WSIJ 839 listening.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Station 544 WIUG 48 copy.
Station 566,
WIUG 48.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, how you doing? You sounding very good.
Yeah, you sound good too. I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. At least no rain. At least the sun is shining.
Yeah, copy that. They got flood watches over here by me and Macomb over here. They said if we do get any rain, it's probably going to be like real hard rain, so hopefully we don't get what they're going to say we might get.
Roger, yeah. They say rain, it's going to rain till Friday. After that, it's sunshine.
Yeah, copy that.
We'll see. Well, good talking to you. You take care. Say hello to Sherman for me.
Yeah, copy that. I sure will. I might talk to him tonight on the phone. I'll tell him to say hi. You have a good day, Jack. Nice talking to you as always. And you're signing good to the repeater. And have a good day, whatever you do, and we'll talk again. WSHR, 566 Clear Monitoring.
WSHR 330, Mobile Monitoring.
WRZX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WRCX 218 WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48 is clear. WSGG 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
WSBT 754.
WSIC 866 monitor.
WB 49 and we're set. WSBQ 996, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49.
This is WSBQ 996. Go ahead, Mike.
Seeing if you're out here, you know, I haven't heard you out here in a long time. Just figured I'd give a shout out and see if you're out here, that's all. How you been?
Well, still hanging in there. And like I said, the radio's always on.
I just never hear you out here. I'm sure you hear us, son, you know, but you never say anything, so.
Just sitting in the bushes, got in the mail.
Yeah, I hear you there, man. That's for sure. Yeah, I just got my way home from work. Gonna head over to, Geno, see what's going on there for a minute.
Hey, do me a favor when you go to the shop, grab that auto charger and, bring with you if I can get it, because I don't think Gene's going to give it back.
Yeah, I'll have him look for it, and, and we'll set it off to the side, Roger.
Yeah, because he told me somebody's broken into his car and took it, but then he told me he found it, and then when I mentioned something to him at the shop, he got mad. Because I said, well, Mike said he found it. And he got mad because apparently I wasn't supposed to know about it. But he lied to me about it.
Let me clarify everything. So he had thought that someone did take it, yes, and then I cleaned out the vehicle because he couldn't find it. I mean, he looked everywhere. He tried. I ended up finding it in the most oddest of places in there, and I'm like, is this it right here? He goes, yeah, where'd you find it? I'm like, it was shoved up on our ear. So we found it, and we set it off to the side in hopes to, when we seen you, we were going to give it to you, but evidently that wasn't the case. It didn't happen that way.
Yeah, I know. I just hope his new van doesn't turn out to be like the old one.
No, it won't, trust me. She got
running, by the way. Everything's working on it, so it's all complete. You know, between me and a few others helping them, you know, we got it going, so.
Yeah, well, as long as he keeps it looking like new and not like the other band.
Band, they were just old. They just clonked out, you know, they were on their last legs, you know. He had that one for a long time, that white one he had for years. That thing was, and even when he got rid of it, it still ran. You know, he just wanted something different.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get back on the side here, Mike. This is WSBQ 996, be monitoring.
All right, well, we'll catch you later. WRWB 489 will be standing by.
WSIL 946. I'm listening. WSFZ 793. WSIL 946.
Roger, just picked up a new little HT Motorola, and seeing if it works. It sounds like it's hitting it, so thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a little staticky, a little sketchy, but I guess it's probably where I got my antenna. It's been that way lately, so yeah, you sounded fine.
Good deal. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it. RL 464, clear.
WHH 566 WCD 844, you got a copy?
Hey Kev, what's up?
Brother, what are you up to?
Haven't said it in a while. SGU 844. Just on the way home from work. Just coming up the 29 mile road on 53.
Ah, cool. Hey, I'm going to a meeting tomorrow night for the ARSPC in Macomb County. I think it's like it's ham operators and GMRS can go to it. And it's for volunteering for like emergencies and stuff. I think like with the tornadoes and stuff like that. I think Paul was part of it too, because Paul, it was on Facebook, and Paul messaged me and said I could come. So I wish you lived down here so you could go.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, that'd be fun. I think if your county's got something like that, you have to look into it. But, that's cool. So, yeah, I thought I saw something about you saying that, you know, GMRS and
something. Yeah, copy that.
How's things going for you?
They're going good.
Good to hear, good to hear. How's Tanya and Deb doing?
They're doing okay.
Roger that.
I'm here at the fire station. I got to pick up something real quick. So when I get back in the vehicle, I'll give you a shout.
Copy that. I might be off in the distance. I might be out of the area. So if you want to talk, give me a call.
Yeah, I will.
All right, we'll talk in a bit. WFTU 844. CU clear.
WSTU 844, WSHR 566, WSTU 844, are you still out there?
Yeah, I still hear you. WSQ844, you still copy me?
Yeah, I copy. I can always call you tonight because I'm probably going to lose you here in a little bit, so.
Station.
What was that? Yeah, I'm losing you, Sherman. I'll call you later on after I eat tonight. I'll call you. WSHR 566 Clear Monterey.
It's 793 Dave. You out there? WSAL 946. No copy 793.
WSBI 847 WIUD 488, copy.
488, Jack. How are you tonight, sir? WSAL 946. No copy, 488. WSAL 946.
WSNC 902.
Hey, 902, what's happening? WSL 916, it's Ralph over here.
Yeah, how's your evening, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad. The usual. I'm still a little YouTubing and thinking about maybe a coffee or I don't know. How you doing?
Yeah, just getting done with my day. I figured I'd throw my call letters out there, see if 973's out there, just for grand.
I shouted out to him a little while back. I didn't get a response, so I don't know if he's bumped it down for the evening or what's going on. Yeah, roger.
All right, roger that. Well, my day's done, so I'll probably try to get some groceries down to my neck and try to get to bed in the next hour or two and get up and do it all over again. Roger that.
Yeah, I do. I don't have to do that anymore, but gotta respect it. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
WRWX 221 mobile monitoring.
Hey, 221, you're sounding pretty powerful out there. WSIL 946.
Appreciate it, 946.
Are you mobile right now, are you?
Yeah, I'm over by Selfridge right now. I'm on my way back to Fraser, but I'm probably hitting the Macomb repeater pretty hard.
Oh yes, sir. You're sounding good. I'm south of that. I'm at 696 and 94 area. Just climbing through here real nice.
Copy that. Yeah, you're not too far from where I'm headed. I'm headed on like 13 in Utica area.
Yep, copy that, copy that. Well, hey, just talking for Shorty. 621 WSAL 946, I'm going to go clear after you.
Copy that.
Seven nine three, WSAL 946. I'm listening.
WSKT-956, is anybody copy?
I copy 956, WSAL 946.
Thank you. Just testing out some new equipment. Just got my license and just kind of experimenting to see with what I have, what works best.
Well, hey, yeah, you're sounding all right now. What are you talking on?
Currently, I'm on a Baofeng UV-17 Pro with a kind of a multi-band whip antenna.
Yeah, well, you're hitting the repeater pretty good, you know. With a handheld, you pretty much got to stay in one place, and you know, you keep the antenna up, and hopefully you get a good spot where, you know, we can communicate. Copy, but you sound pretty good.
I'll have my base antenna mounted at my house this weekend, and I should have my base radio here as well, so. Hopefully I'll be transmitting with a lot more power and a lot more clarity and hopefully a lot more range.
Hey, what kind of radio you got coming? I got a, this is a DB20. It's got medium power, so it's like 10 watts right now.
It's B-Tech. Not going to lie, I just found on Amazon. It's, I think it was a 30-watt radio. And my antenna is a Tram 1477.
Oh yeah, you're gonna do just dandy. You're doing well now, but you'll be heard with that base setup.
Excellent. I'm taking my technician license test in October too, so I wanted an antenna that can do it all for me as I get into a proper ham base as well as keep my GMRS going.
Yeah, I copy that. I thought about getting into ham, but right now I'm just sitting with my GRMS. See if I might go further in the future.
I like the GMRS so far, and I know I'm going to find myself using this a lot more. I love to get a mobile rig too. I've had a lot of luck actually picking up transmissions on GMRS, whereas with ham,
I just haven't experienced enough yet, nor do I have the proper equipment. It's hard to pull anything hand-wise on a handheld.
Yeah, copy that. I've tried to just listen in on some ham conversations, and I haven't had any luck, you know. I've got a couple of old things here also that, boy, I want them to, and I can't hear anybody.
I would love to get into 10 meter down the road, and with the sun flares that we're having lately, I guess the reach is just outstanding. A buddy of mine was having a conversation with a gentleman in Moscow, Russia yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you, a long time ago, I had a, they call them export radios then, but they would, you know, you'd go down into 10 meters, some of them would go up into 12 meters, but TB was 11. I talked a lot of skip all over the world on 10 meters. Not legally, but I did.
I have also had some conversations without the proper federal permission, but it was a lot of fun, and definitely look forward to getting a license and some proper equipment, so hopefully I can do it again legally. But GMRS was a good first step, especially since there was no test, it was just pay and go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you buy a 10 meter, you know, just get something good. It's got a good sideband channel rejection on it and what have you. You don't want to go cheap on that. Some of this Chinese stuff is pretty, it's pretty skeptical.
A firm. I've had hit or misses. I have 7 Chinese handhelds. 5 are pretty fantastic, especially considering what I paid. 2 are pretty much paperweights.
Yeah, yeah, well, you enjoy yourself. Enjoy the hobby. Like I said, I'm still thinking about getting into ham. I don't know. Anyway, WSAL 946. I'm going to go clear after yours, sir. Good talking to you.
Likewise, WSKC 956 out.
WREJ 258 is listening. WRVJ 258.